Kevin on Twitter responded to at Wilde and Tausch with the stand-up challenge. He gave it a good run at home this morning, but could not fulfill the stand-up challenge like the majority, but not everyone, in the ESPN Madison office. Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today. Jason on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter at Wilde and Tausch, and you can find the stand-up challenge video that members of the ESPN Madison team attempted this morning. Tausch instigating the rest of the office to look foolish on social media. Nice job, Tausch.
Marissa didn't look foolish.
Strofe crashed into a wall.
Wittes didn't look foolish. You and Strofe,
we looked foolish.
It was bad.
Especially.
We looked foolish.
It was rough. I'd like to give it another try.
But you have, I think the Rutledge and Hamilton team will try it probably before their show. And you know, I think, are you working or are you guys swapping out?
I'm not Jesse, Tausch. I'm working.
Okay. Strofe hasn't figured it out yet.
He's a young guy.
Figured it out, he says.
We'll play some golf like I'm planning on doing this afternoon.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah.
You're the worst.
844-770-3776 is the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. Continue to take your suggestions there for Tausch to feel young again after initiating this challenge to the rest of the office. Realized he was going through a little bit of a midlife crisis this morning. Wants to find some hobbies to feel young. We'll circle back a little bit later and check more of your responses on the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. 844-770-3776. Tausch, when you tweet, it usually perks the attention of both Jason Wilde and I. And that was the case, at least for myself, last night when you tweeted, actually a retweet of the Milwaukee Bucks celebrating June 27th, the anniversary of Giannis Antetokounmpo being drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks. And your tweet reads as follows. And I quote, "Is this the greatest draft pick in Wisconsin sports history?"
Maybe.
Is it?
The answer is yes. And I know I have not looked at it in a while. I did a bunch of responses. And there's a few that are right there. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It was a no-brainer. First overall pick. That's easy. Was that a big pick? Obviously it was. It won a championship. A lot of success. The golden era of Milwaukee Bucks basketball, we're in it. And we're in it because of Giannis Antetokounmpo. And there is a very good chance that stadium doesn't get funded. Fiserv Forum. There is a very good chance there is no professional basketball in the city of Milwaukee if Giannis doesn't pan out the way he does. So I understand all of the other things. Aaron Rodgers, great pick. Bart Starr, fantastic. There's been a lot of great. Robin Yount. There have been a lot of great picks. But for the time we're in, and for the impact that this young man has made at the selection that the Milwaukee Bucks did, where this franchise was moribund. It was moribund.
Moribund.
Check it.
Fun word, moribund.
It is
Strofe has no idea what that word is.
Can you define that for me, please?
Yeah, go ahead. Look it up. No, I'm not Webster.
Deathly.
The franchise was moribund. Giannis completely flipped that script and just won a championship. There is, and, you know, the franchise is relevant in a league that if you don't have that guy, they're not relevant. So the Green Bay Packers obviously won a championship with Aaron Rodgers and has been a ton of success throughout his tenure. And he is a great pick. But the greatest draft pick in the history, yes, the history of the state of Wisconsin is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So you are arguing then with a lot of replies to your tweet suggesting Aaron Rodgers would be probably the strongest candidate that you could, because like you said, Bart Starr you could put up against
17th
it.
17th round. And
Robin Yount you could put up against it. But Aaron Rodgers as a first round pick to replace Brett Favre, probably your best candidate to put up against Giannis in this debate.
No, I actually think Kareem, Rodgers, and I think those would be your big ones.
A couple people said Bakhtiari.
No, that's
right.
Again, David's a great player.
Different level.
Yeah.
We're talking all-time superstar.
I'm talking greatest. I'm not saying the most efficient. People have said Donald Driver. Donald Driver, Packer Hall of Famer, all-time receiving leader. No, he's not in this conversation. This is an exclusive conversation that there's three and maybe four people. I was listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on my drive in, and they were mentioning the Bart Starr and all the championships and what they won. Bart Starr is a great quarterback. He is a legend. All the great stuff that he's done. But I don't think he is even in this conversation. I think this is Giannis and Rodgers and Kareem. I think those are your three. And, you know, Robin Yount did a lot of great things. He is a all-timer when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a Mount Rushmore Brewer. You do have to get one. I think you have to get one in order to really be up there. And what Giannis has done and the importance of that pick, what it has meant on the court is huge. But everything else that he has brought to the table is what pushes him over the top, in my opinion.
Jim on the South Side has an interesting question. I don't know the answer to this. 844-770-3776 on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Did the Milwaukee Braves draft Hank Aaron?
It's a great question. Don't know.
Because that one...
That's for a young man's game. And I'm a young man, so I don't know that old... That's a question for an Oatsy or, you know, one of the old school guys.
And I'll see if we can find that information here. Dan and East Troy texts in with a lot of exclamation points. So, you know, that means he's passionate.
Very
about.
Passionate. Okay, that's what we
Bart
like.
Bart Starr was drafted in the 17th round! That's how I read that, Dan, from East Troy.
Yeah.
17th round!
Bart Starr was one of the greatest steals of all time. As a draft pick, he did everything the way it needed to be done to help Lombardi's teams win championships. No question about it. And he deserves a ton of credit. I just think Giannis is what Giannis did. And I didn't live in the 60s. I don't know if the franchise was more abundant in the 50s. I don't think it was. I think it was pretty doggone good. And I think, you know, when he left, obviously the franchise fell a little bit. Giannis is leading the golden age of Milwaukee Bucks basketball. He's brought a new stadium. He kept the team here, and he's won a championship. That's hard to overcome in my book.
Strope, Rodgers or Giannis, who's the better Wisconsin draft pick?
It's really tight. I lean Rodgers, though. I think four MVPs, the Super Bowl, the longevity. I think when it's all said and done, it'll be Giannis, right? Because the longevity part is what I'm bringing into factor. And you also have to value the expectations when they were drafted. I think they're pretty comparable, right? Because a 15th pick in the NBA draft, especially when you drafted Giannis, nobody knew how to even say his name, right? So you didn't know what to expect out of him when he was drafted in 2013. So that helps his case. But similar with Rodgers, right, Tauschi? Right, when he was drafted in 05, Favre was still there playing well. The expectations for Rodgers weren't huge when he was drafted either.
No, I don't think you can base this off of expectations. Normally, draft picks, it's about expectation. Well, he's your fifth, you know, A.J. Hawk, fifth overall. He needs to be a stud.
Right.
You draft a quarterback, this is rarefied air conversation. This isn't good player air. This is all time in the state of Wisconsin with the history that this state has sports-wise is strong. There's only a couple people that can even be mentioned in this. And I think it's Kareem. I think it's Rodgers. And I think it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. And you can mention Bart Starr if you want, and that's fine. I think you can. I think when you start looking at the overarching theme of it, Bart Starr has more championships, no question. Rodgers has won the MVPs. Rodgers is a prime candidate for this. Even though I like Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to pick Giannis.
Hank Aaron not drafted, by the way. We did some fact-checking on that. Signed from the Negro League, so he was not a drafted player by the Milwaukee Braves. Curveball here for you, Tausch, in this conversation. Best Wisconsin sports draft pick.
Okay.
Joe tweets in at Wildy and Tausch, where you can find the stand-up challenge, which we're seeing some other people weighing in on now. Keep your videos
By the way, I just saw
there.
Lambo Joe, who was coming at me a little bit on Twitter earlier, crushed it.
He did.
Did the stand-up challenge, which
makes me feel a little bad
about older,
myself.
I guess he's older than Strophy, and it barricaded down a wall, nothing like that. Just popped up, no big deal.
The ESPN Cleveland team does not wish to accept the challenge. Their tweet back to us, we're busy with a quarterback situation right now. We'll stick on the ground. We'll get back to you later.
That's lame.
Weak.
Yeah, get with it.
Losers.
Anyway, Joe tweets in when we're talking about the draft picks. He says, best draft pick in Wisconsin, the number two pick given to the Atlanta Falcons for Brett Favre.
Interesting.
That changed the Packers organization.
It did. It was huge. Brett Favre was not a Packer draft pick, though. I get what you're saying. I understand what Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I understand it. That's all fair and good. That's semantics. Brett Favre, then you can get into who's had a bigger impact on the organization. It's always more, I guess, meaningful when you change an entire culture. Aaron Rodgers jumped into a winning culture. Brett Favre did not. Bart Starr did not. Giannis Antetokounmpo did not. So all of those things can be factored in. But the fact that Rodgers got four MVPs, that does move the needle too. But I just don't think impactfully Giannis, what he has done and the dude that he is and what he represents, all of that stuff I think makes it just by a hair. I think he pulls ahead of everybody else in what is a very fortunate, I guess, status of the history of the state that we've had as many options as we do.
If we pulled this and we put Giannis
wins in
Rodgers, and Bart Starr as the three options.
I think you got to put Kareem, too. Because I think Kareem, we're not old. I mean, I'm getting older, and I'm feeling older, but we're not old.
On a day you want to be young, we want to talk Bart Starr and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a stud. I think the way he left and the way he didn't like the city and the state, I think that leaves a mark with us, and that is going to bring him down. But the impact as a dude, from a playing standpoint, we went from nobody to champs like that. And Kareem doesn't get the love because he's a surlier dude when he played. He's a legend. He's one of the all-time GOATs, and he was the number one pick by the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm still taking Giannis over him.
844-770-3776, the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. We might have to get that poll in the field at Wildy and Tausch on Twitter, where you can also keep your videos coming for us for the stand-up challenge, which Tausch initiated to the Park Bank ESPN Madison studio office today. And we want to see if you can complete it with a better success rate than the majority of us in the office were able to do, except for Marissa and Ben over on the marketing and sales team. 844-770-3776. Tausch, if you're looking for activities to keep you young, you know a little trip down to Loch LaBelle is going to get the job done.
Yes, experience the rebirth of an American treasure in Oconomowoc. That's a young person's town. The club at Loch LaBelle, it is open, named Best New Wisconsin Course in 2021 by Golf Digest. The club at Loch LaBelle, she's open, and to the public 7 days a week. Schedule your tee time today at clubatlochlabelle.com. Jesse said he's sneaking out to golf. I unfortunately can't today, but if I could, 45 minutes down the road, boop, out in the middle. It's just it is a vacation destination. You feel like you're just, nothing is going to bother you. And then you got the great putting green afterwards. You got the Rivalry Pub, Coors Lights flowing. And you know what the beautiful part is? You only got a 45-minute drive back. That's what Loch LaBelle will offer you. It is a golf destination you're going to want to play over and over and over again. A historic past meets a vibrant future. Go to clubatlochlabelle.com to start your journey today.
We'll check in on more of your responses to what Tausch can do to feel young again as we continue next on Wildy and Tausch.